This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In case you haven't seen the official outfits for the U.S. Olympic team yet, it's what's being called a soft retro look. Red and navy ties, double-breasted jackets for the men, blazers, cream-colored silk skirts for the women, berets for some reason, but I digress on that. Everything will have USA on the front, of course, made in China on the inside, though, and that, in election year Washington, is what everybody's talking about. From our nation's capital, Marketplace's Scott Tong has the story.
One by one, the politicians march to the microphones, burn the imported clothes, outrageous, disastrous trade policy. Part of the backstory is Olympic teams in rich countries tend to rely on corporate multinational sponsors, in this case, Ralph Lauren. Andrew Zimbalist at Smith College has written several books on sports and economics.
In the advanced capitalist countries where the private sector dominates, private funding is the rule.
And remember, the Olympics are an international thing.
To object to globalism also in the manufacturing of products that serve the Olympics seems to be ironic, to say the least.
As far as offshoring, clothing brands set sail from America long ago. But the profits, they tend to stay home, says Pietra Rivoli of Georgetown. She wrote The Travels of a T-Shirt in the Global Economy.
The big value, it's in the design, it's in the distribution, you know, marketing, all of these are still located in the United States.
But given the political sensitivities, could Ralph Lauren have gone out of its way to make this one batch of Olympic clothes in America? Apparel analyst Adrian Tennant is with Janney Capital.
There would have been a lot of things that would have needed to be overhauled, including the sourcing of the higher-end fabrics. Not really sure if you would end up with exactly the precise quality.
Ooh, low-quality American stuff. And still, the outrage. The question is, will folks complain about foreign sponsors of the U.S. team, like Samsung and Omega? What about Greek yogurt? In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.